Proclamation number 4660 of 6th of June, 1949. Working of the Spirit. Pentecost. Mediator. Truth. Error. Mission. Whatever is given to you at this time speak, for you will not speak from yourselves but it is I who speaks through you. And by this you can always recognize the working of my Spirit, that the disciples called by me myself, if they offer my word to people, cannot be defeated by counter speeches, that they are able to refute every objection without first preparing themselves for spiritual debates. Anyone who has my word and wants to spread it is active in my name. He speaks for me, on my behalf, and only passes on what he has received from me. Thus he is only the mediator between me and people to whom I want to speak and cannot do so directly because they do not allow it due to their wrong direction of will or their soul's inability to hear my voice within themselves. But I want to approach them. I want to set their soul into vibration. I want them to reflect on their earthly task. I want to gently and softly persuade the soul to turn to me in order to become blissfully happy. And therefore I need you to speak to them through you, and therefore it is not you who speak, and this is also recognizable to every person that you are inspired by a strength which is unusual and touches the listener beneficially as soon as he is not already completely captured by my adversary. Then people will rebel against you and everything you speak. They will hostile you, and then it is more advisable to shake the dust off your feet and turn your back on them. But anyone who is searching or still undecided listens to you and noticeably feels the strength of my word. Thus my Spirit impels you to speak, and thus you will never say anything wrong, but neither will you fail. For my Spirit enlightens your thinking, and thus it certainly appears as if your intellect is very active, whereas you are merely an instrument which cannot speak otherwise because I myself am active in you. Thus you have the evidence of my working and the gift of speech of a person who otherwise does not know how to speak like that, and also in the lightning quick refutation of all objections which are opposed to my word. For mostly people are trained as teachers who have little spiritual knowledge because their hearts are more receptive for truths which do not agree with the spiritual knowledge which is offered to people and represented as truth. But the pure truth, as it is offered to people by me, sometimes deviates greatly from it and is therefore little received. People tenaciously hold on to misguided teachings and are therefore understandably little suited to accept corrections, thus to question the Spirit from me within themselves and let it take effect. But where he is active, error is denounced, and therefore zealous representatives of truth must be sent to people. Those who are still completely uninfluenced if they are instructed by the Spirit within themselves. They must give in to the feeling of the heart and accept everything as purest truth what the Spirit proclaims to them from me. 7th of the 6th 1949, but which they can easily grasp if they are without spiritual knowledge, i.e., if they are not previously impressed by erroneous teachings, which they then must surrender if they are offered otherwise. The strong will for truth will indeed accomplish this, for the sincerely desiring person easily recognizes error and frees himself from it. I do not demand thoughtless acceptance of spiritual knowledge, and therefore I give understanding reasons and explanations from which every examiner can gather that what he is offered is not human thought but spiritual working. And thus if I speak through a servant devoted to me to people who listen to him, they will not go away empty-handed but will be able to receive instructions which will provide them with clarity in many doubts and questions, providing they desire the truth, thus they want to be taught. And they will always be able to say that they've been taught by God, for it is I myself who speaks through those people whom I have called to be my disciples, who allow my spirit to take effect in them and to whom I can therefore convey the pure truth. Amen.